like that.
All right, so 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and hey, this is Grimm's Adult Game Corner with the release of House Party 1.0. I talked to a guy, he said that this game was in dev when he was a young teenager. Like, he played an early version of the game, that's probably like what we played, because the last one we played was, what, 0.22?
Yep.
And now we're 1.0, see, right there on that top corner. So, hey, and guess what, guys? There's some new stuff. Look at that! You can play as the girl. Remember, you can only play as the guy, now you can play as the girl. And why not, right? We could probably use her boobs as like a bargaining tool or something. Maybe we can finally talk that asshole into letting us drink the booze.
See? I'm gonna look up.
Okay, yeah, look up some stuff.
House Party.
Find some stuff. I mean, this is a 1.0. Okay.
Win-win.
Now, the next game is gonna be called Office Party. And if you hear pops, that's me killing mosquitoes, because they're still around, unfortunately, and they're a bitch. We got baby ones. So, yep, I gotta deal with that, unfortunately. Need help! I'm at a party and need that top I left at your place. Oh, and come hang out, too. It'll be fun.
Okay. 2015 was the first release date for it.
Okay. So it's been in development for about 7 years.
Yeah.
Woof! She yells at me like I am chopped liver.
Right.
Look at that.
The,
is that dogs you want to... Man, I wonder if that's supposed to...
She likes getting humped by some
dogs. Man. Man, there's a Reddit thread. I even want to go into it about how to position different breeds. I looked on it like, oh my god, I can't believe that's a thing.
Well, shit. There it goes.
So much for your dogs.
Maybe I'll give people humping a chance.
They do more than humping on these dogs, brah.
Where's my peanut butter?
Oh,
I gotta go back to the store.
There's a party at Madison's place tonight. You've been invited by your friend Brittany. She's having a wardrobe she's been having wardrobe malfunctions all night, and asked you to bring her a spare top. Being new in town, this seemed like a good opportunity to mingle with some new people. Stick around and see what kind of fun there is to be had, or perhaps what kind of trouble and debauchery you can get into. The choice is yours. But first, go check in with Brittany. Good luck. Shirt delivery.
Makes you think about the peanut butter box. If you've seen those commercials, Chewy. It's the peanut butter box.
I feel like those NPCs and fantasy RPGs that just kind of wander around and, I don't know, just say the same shit over and over again? No, me neither.
You've never actually fought a man until you fought a nude.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that, brother.
It isn't a true battle if your balls don't touch.
Fully loaded with paper and ready to go. Not only I had something I needed to print. Fucking PC, get a Mac. A Mac? How dare you? It's gotta be a joke. Oh, open.
Yeah, we did this last time.
Yeah, but we didn't open. Ooh, we didn't have that. That looks like my car. Why can't you get that card?
Whoa, now that's what I like to see. You gotta love the confidence of a woman who's not afraid to put herself on display.
Is she just fucking topless?
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time, when
it looks like
you're... What all the fuss is about my balls,
what?
That's just an option you can do.
Yeah.
Pull your tits up. Well, go get that alcohol,
Let's see.
Flash breasts.
Trying to garner attention by showing off her body because no one will pay any attention.
Good girl. Love the confidence.
Man, listen to how, like,
petty women are. It's how they are in real life.
I could spend the rest of my life watching naked hot chicks dance, and the buffets are also really good.
Talking about the strip club buffet.
Everything else in there, hands off.
I don't know how a dress can manage to be so tight and still only be hanging on by one simple knot. Can you check to make sure it's not coming loose?
No, I'm not studying to be a science fiction writer. Why would I even go to college for that?
Looks fine to me. Yeah.
I wonder if you're a guy, if you can whip your dick out in front of women now.
You might.
That would get the party started. Slap him across the forehead with it.
I don't believe we've met. I'm Rachel.
Nice to meet you, Rachel.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, too.
What's up? Are you in?
I was having an okay time until fucking Frank stole my thermos. He said it looked like something I could hide booze in it and that he was confiscating it.
Frank's a dick.
That's just telling her, no, I don't want to help.
Well, don't we want to help?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have, like...
It would be better than what we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, but right now we're supposed to go find Brittany, dude.
Well, let's find Brittany. That's our current... Ouch. Knew what she looked like.
Oh, I stubbed my toe. How come it's always the worst freaking pain in the world? Oh, hurts like Dickens. Oh, Amy, I totally feel you. That's the worst. You know, a good way to get over a stub toe is to take any basic painkiller and crush them up into a fine powder. Mix that with any horse tranquilizer you might have laying around, then snort that powder through a rolled up bill, but make sure it's larger than a 20. After that, you won't remember the pain, or the rest of the night.
Thanks, Stephanie. I'll do just that. Later.
Well, Amy, maybe you should look for friends elsewhere.
Sounds like Stephanie is a bit of a doctor in training or a psychopath. Beast PM, sleep like a warrior.
I completely forgot that Pappy still had milk delivered.
You ever heard of neighborhoodwatch.com, brah? Just go ahead and take a look if you get the chance.
What's my favorite thing?
Well, I wonder what that is.
What?
Neighborhoodwatch.com.
Patrick, you just can't say that shit. We're more than just that. Fuck, man.
The, huh? I meant the whole truth about my site and how it can liberate. Aw, man, bro, not that women are holes. I mean, they have them. Now, this is getting good.
It's super competitive.
That's good.
I gotta remember to still get my reps tonight. I wonder if there's anything I could use as a punching bag around here. There is that blonde guy.
Yeah, I'm new in town. It's nice that I was able to meet some new friends.
All right, all right. I haven't been to one of these kind of parties in a while. Good to be back.
I've hit R, bro.
Oh, you don't have to go in there and do it.
Dance? Am I nude? I don't want to go in there naked. I guess I... Oh, yeah, I have to go up the steps. Okay, so I'm in there, but... That was a dumb idea. I don't even know if I could sit down in there. I'm wet now. I should be dripping wet.
Okay. Did not expect that. Why is damn. Brittany's got some wild ass friends.
Oh, you must be topless or something.
Dialogue is for the birds.
You see that giant
put on everything.
The city put up right outside of Madison's neighborhood? I can hear the drum here. I'm gonna wrap my head in aluminum foil or something.
Another thing, I don't believe in aliens, but I'm also most definitely not saying that either.
Where the hell is Brittany? I'm not gonna walk into the.
Shit. Not Brittany?
I don't know. L. Oh!
Amy, don't be a bitch. Come back. How about... Well, didn't need your phone. Anyway, it's useless now.
I don't know, I'm making a fool of myself. I've been nude like a couple times already. I didn't even know it. Am I...
Go upstairs if you need to.
No, I'm not nude, because it would have put clothes on.
No, you put on everything, yeah. Remember? You walked up to the black dude, he's like, shit, you got some crazy ass friends. And then I said, put everything on, you put everything on.
Okay, I just cranked the thermostat up to 80.
That would be awesome. Ooh, whipped cream. Oh. I know where those zucchinis and meat sticks can come in handy.
I just took an entire chicken.
Why not?
It's there.
Get a cucumber. Put it in your inventory. Or that meat.
Oh, look. A sad female trying to garner attention by showing off her body because no one will pay any attention to her for any other reason.
Did I get...
Would you mind if I interviewed you for a research paper I'm working on?
No, you don't have...
I haven't been to one of these kind of parties in a while. Good to be back.
People think I'm difficult just because of my direct approach to things. I'm really very laid back. Just don't piss me off and waste my time.
What about that meat?
Don't ask personal questions.
Just take it.
Questions, really, that are small talk or rhetorical, or that you really don't care about the answer to. Don't talk about trivial shit. And
talk.
Please, did you need something? Typical. Act like you're doing the girl a favor and get her some drinks in hopes of getting her tipsy so she loses her inhibitions and makes poor life choices. And then you might have a chance of getting laid tonight, right? I think I'll pass.
Hey, I'm a girl.
She's a bitch. Look at that. Dancing.
The drunk girl.
Hey, I'm Stephanie. Like, what's up? Nice to meet you too. OMG, I like love this song. Oh, I work at Chubby's, that sports bar with all the greasy food and the, you know, topless waitresses. Oh, guess again. I'll give you a clue. I'm not washing dishes, and also my boobs are out. And we have a winner. So what do you think about that? Wow, that's nice of you to say. What do they call that when you're all approving of a person's choices? What? No. That's what my dad had to pay my mom every month after they got divorced, because we found out his business trips were actually sex vacations with his secretary. Anyway, you're really sweet for being all nice about it. It's not what I want to do forever, but it's cool for right now. It's okay. My true passion is erotic dancing, though. It's what I used to do before the last real gentleman's club in this town closed down, so... Chubby's it is, I guess. I used to give the best lap dances around, and people used to come from miles away just to see me dance. Sometimes I wonder why I left something I had so much potential in just to go to stupid college. Oh well, back to dancing.
Could have asked her where Brittany was.
Brah, you finally arrived. I've been waiting since... Wait. You're not that girl I met at the bus stop. Sorry, I'm seeing double. You're a new bra. What's up? I'm Patrick, a.k.a.
You got the shit slapped out of you, bra. What's that about?
Patty Mayonnaise. Yeah, that was something else. That Rachel, she's a firecracker. It was cool how she did that where people could see. I'm a bradvocate for transparency. One of these days, long after we've settled our differences, her and I will look back on this night and laugh. I should probably talk to somebody about it. Mom always said, take advice when it's given. That and, just because he lives here doesn't mean he's your father. Rachel's Krav Maga training has really paid off because this pain is unreal.
Krav Maga.
Before I go saying anything, I gotta find something to make this pain go away.
Totally, man.
My bra coming through in the clutch. If you see some pain meds rolling around somewhere, grab them for me. Any will do, probably.
I think it's they're just up science. In the bathroom.
Yep.
It comes in pill form, will automatically make you feel better with no other consequences whatsoever. I'll hold on to this wine, so I'll have something to wash it down with.
What you're smelling is actually the fragrance that Madison's trying out. It's called Slut Sauce. Fuck, are you kidding? I saw that online and ordered 3 bottles of it. I thought it was a barbecue sauce.
Why, yes, I am a business genius. Wait, isn't that what you asked me? No.
Fill up the stirs.
Why are pickup lines even a thing? Do we even ever work with anybody? Like, get to know a girl first. Anybody who knows me knows my sister and I don't get along. Tell me how to hear than her if you want to make my day. God, one more person comes up to me.
Bet you can pull your tits up in front of the thing.
Yeah, I can.
I believe that.
Go for it.
Oh Lord, here we go.
On the other hand, let's talk about how I now have proof that we are actually in a groundhog-based simulation.
Okay.
Okay. And then put everything, put on everything.
Well, she has everything on.
Yeah. Well, if you put on everything, that's your.
I know.
To make sure.
I'm not stealing
on.
Candles and bullshit. I mean, I remember. Oh, I put on the glasses though. Oh!
Punch people.
I could punch people.
Well, I'll see what we'll do if we can't figure out anything in a minute. Make this thing interesting. Bitch fight.
Hold on. I hit select. Oh, the game has been saved.
Maybe you can knock dude out and take the boots. I guarantee you. If there's a dude at the party, it wouldn't let you get to the alcohol. That's where you don't invite that guy anymore. Probably kick his ass. You can find where the baseball bat is. Cucumber.
I guess I can't use the fucking sunglasses. I thought I could put them on, but.
Painkillers?
Laxatives.
There you go. That's for, what's his name? The soda.
Coffee.
I think you had it.
The coffee. Remember, we put it in the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And if he fights, I'll just fucking beat him up.
You gotta love the confidence of a woman who's not afraid to put herself on display like that. Most of the time, when I try to show people what all the fuss is about my balls, I end up in handcuffs. Fucking double standards, dude.
Is he really an artist, or is it one of those things, like when a washed-up child actor starts a rock band?
How long do these kind of parties last? Can I go ahead and slip out? I think everybody's seen me.
Oh shit, I have a missed call from my brother. I hope everything's okay.
Dude, Frankie's Fuck Around Club is going to be the best thing to ever happen to this town. You watch. We're going to have the best strippers, fighters, and strip fighters this world has ever seen.
Alright, what's this?
Do you want a ticket to the grand opening? You let old Frankie know. I prefer cash, but I also accept Visa, MasterCard, and DudeCoin.
The water holder we found in our backyard on the Antiques Highway Tour, they locked me out of the convention.
Oh no!
What?
I couldn't put the laxatives in the coffee.
I'm thinking maybe it's the soda.
You think the devil was having a barbecue?
Put the chicken back. I don't see where you're going to be using the chicken.
Burgers from Chubby's before coming inside. It's got to be Brittany, all that pepper jack and jalapenos. I just don't get how she enjoys that level of spice.
Oh, fuck you. I've got acid issues and I still love my damn spice. Not super spice, but yeah.
That's my favorite thing about this town. I don't know. Maybe the good weed? Do you have any, by the way?
Fuck you. Oh, sorry, not you. My stupid boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
Well, probably fuck you, too. I just poured don't the have a specific bottle. Reason right now.
I'm worried about Brittany. I wish she'd stop worrying about her looks. There's not a single girl that wouldn't trade tits with her.
I'm just saying, if I were in a zombie apocalypse, there would be no slack for the weaklings. I'm talking straight up survival of the fittest. Oh shit, a text.
Talk. Can you talk to him or?
I'm smoke of something right now.
God, the spotty cell service is so annoying.
Use with.
12 tries to get one fucking message to go through.
No.
And all it was a shruggy bird emoji to my boyfriend. I love sending those after he found.
Madison let me use the bathroom in her upstairs bedroom, and I saw her phone just lying there on the sink.
At home tutoring.
Where did she even know she left?
Frank doesn't want that right now.
Leaving my phone around like that. Maybe I should tell her. I mean, maybe I'm overthinking it. I guess it is her house. I don't think anybody here would do anything malicious to it. Would they?
There's no way they're gonna get away with
it. It's not that you guys have to be completely sober. Yeah, it's that I don't want you getting too wasted to try my new product.
I mean, I just pushed it to the back.
Come take a look.
If stuff's really not with CO2, should at least have to. Art is a tricky thing. My parents always taught me to come at every piece of work with an open mind.
I wouldn't even go to college for that.
Due to my supernatural sized balls, I can survive for over a week without food and water. Depending on how often I masturbate, obviously.
Yeah, the sorority is more or less the best way I saw to make friends quit. They say it's like buying your friends, so I figured I'd buy wholesale. That's why I'm going to a community.
Oh, yeah, you gotta.
There's nothing I won't do to see a solid pair of tits. I can't send them recording. I once ran headfirst into a concrete wall because a chick told me I get to see her love is after. Whoa. These are pretty badass. Where'd you find those? Listen, you don't mind if I take those off your hands, do you? I mean, I'm pretty badass looking already, but this
looks like a goddamn PUA with those fucking glasses. They all wear them damn sunglasses. So he got them.
I've got 80 fucking IQ points on him. It's also a bonus that it brings so much joy to my soul to see him.
God, Stephanie asked me to join her on the dance floor. I just embarrass myself.
He's not drinking the coffee.
Oh, look, a sad female trying to garner attention by showing off her body because no one will pay any attention to her for any other reason. Would you mind if I interviewed you for a research paper I'm working on?
I pulled an all-nighter last night to watch this cam girl playing with her new titty clients while her boyfriend railed.
Did you need something?
Hey, no, I need Madison's party to eventually take the team to the better. I would like to take you for a responsibility.
Any idea where Brittany is?
Sorry, I must have accidentally given off the impression that I give a shit, or would tell you even if I did know. No word.
I'm about to. How do I do it? How do I do it?
Everybody's gonna shut the fucking fridge.
No, I'm going to.
Put the chicken back.
I mean, I saw how the. Okay. All right. Shit! She's gonna fight back. Shit! She knocked me out. No, he did.
All right.
Wow.
I think
Wow.
You might have to play this a while and edit it.
I don't know, man. This one is kind of crazy.
It's not as fun.
It's interesting, but it's just a lot that you have to really do.
It's probably like Laser Shoot Larry, where you had to get a walkthrough almost to see exactly what.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, you have to go back through a lot of the... Alright, so I'm back. Alright. So let's just kind of... Because I was looking for Brittany. Like, we can't find her.
Go upstairs. Check more than just the empty room.
The thing is, I hit Brittany, but the dude fucking hit me. That's the thing that happened. You didn't notice he was behind me, right? And he whooped the shit out of me when he got up. Yeah, dude, that's what happened. I got the shit knocked out of me by dude, and dude hits hard. I couldn't even stop. Brittany whooped my... Not Brittany, but, that bitch whooped my ass. Not a lot in here, right? Nice art, though. Sunglasses indoors or Crocs with socks. What the fuck?
Check out the door.
Chill step. I know what she's talking about.
But you gotta find the key for it. Nope.
It says you can punch the lock. Dude coin. If crypto had really come out as something, the Manosphere would have probably had a dude coin or a mano coin or something. Man coin.
Oh man.
Alright. We're only gonna play this for a few more because we've got an hour at least.
Oh, we're not gonna do.
We are 2:30 to 3:30. Yeah. And I will be much later after that. I got to do a little bit of cutting tonight, and then after that we're good. But I got to do the cutting of the last Revy interview, and then I gotta do the, you know, some other stuff.
I think you might be having a bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Your
not that
I'm complaining.
That's Brittany.
Your tits or your pants or...
Oh, am I?
She's...
Oh!
Yeah, wardrobe malfunction.
It's so easy to do!
I know. You've probably been doing it all night. You're making it cheap. You ain't gonna get nothing for those. Everyone's seen them.
Well, look what the kitty cat dragged in. How's my girl doing tonight? I hope it wasn't too much of a bother for you to come to my rescue. You're a lifesaver. Or at the very least, a wardrobe malfunction saver. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. I'm real glad you showed up. Not just because of the shirt, but now we get to hang out tonight. I'm excited. Whenever you're ready, you can hand that shirt over so that I can get changed.
God damn, that is an old song. Yep.
Oh, thank you, darling. You're a total lifesaver. I'm just gonna head over to the bathroom across the hall and get changed real quick.
Well, let's go see.
Whoa! Just the crazy shit that you hear over here in this game. Making sure I still got my shirt on.
Alright, go to the bathroom and see what's going on.
Remember, there was something really important in there. That's like a hard drive or something. Yup. Not a hard drive, but a USB stick. And I don't know what to do with it. I just have to watch pushing one button. Because there's one button you push that like automatically takes her tits out.
Hey, darling. I just wanted to say thanks for helping me out tonight. I finally feel like I can relax a bit without everyone's eyes on me.
Now it's more noticeable.
Yeah, I know.
I think you have it on backwards, woman.
She's gonna go downstairs now and start the party.
We have a list.
No. That'd be nice, but they wanted to leave this game open-ended, so you can do whatever the fuck you want in it.
I mean,
I like that, but...
tonight. Maybe there's hope for this party yet now that you showed up. Keep up the good vibes, yeah?
Well, can you move? Oh, I'm glad that they're not NPCs. That's the funny thing. They are, but they aren't, because they totally have, like, they notice when you're getting close and they back up. They're trying to make them more like, fuck that bitch.
Patrick, you just can't say that shit. We're more than just that. Fuck, man.
I think you're gonna have to talk to OD and taking your drink.
Oh man, bro, not that women are holes. I mean, they have them. Now, this is getting good.
When a washed up child actor starts a rock band.
Shit!
You have finally arrived. I've been waiting.
Brawzers.
Wait, you're not that girl I met at the bus stop? Sorry, I'm seeing double. You're a new bra. What's up? I'm Patrick, a.k.a. Party Pat, a.k.a. Pat the Frat, a.k.a. Patty Mayonnaise.
From Doug.
Yeah, that was something else.
Okay, we saw that, so yeah, we'll go
talk
back
to somebody about it. Mom always said, take my bra. Coming through in the clutch.
All right. That was a little different than what he said before, though. But everybody pretty much hates Patrick. I don't even know how he got invited.
Hey, I'm Stephanie. Like, nice to meet you, too. This party's okay, but I really wish I could do some whippets.
Whippets?
That wasn't a very nice thing to say. Hey again, stranger. How's it going? Oh, I work it. Oh, guess again. I'll give you. And we have a winner. So what do you think about that? Wow, that's nice. What? No, that's what my dad had to pay my mom every month after they got divorced. We can study. Oh, I don't know. I'm doing like all the general stuff right now just to like get them out of the way. To be honest, I don't really know what I want to do after that. But this is a party, so I'm not gonna think about the magnitude of decision I'll eventually have to make and in turn forever alter my life's path. Let's get fucked up.
Stay topless.
It's okay. My true passion is erotic.
Alright, we talked to her already, so we know. But we just had to get that out of the way. I hit the select button because it saves. There.
Close by, but I just couldn't pinpoint it, almost as if it was in the walls.
You see that bird outside? I'll fucking punch that bird if I have to. Fucking bird.
Don't tell anybody, but I definitely went snooping around Ashley's room, and I found some pretty, shall we say, penetrative things.
Well, if I'm being honest,
do you
really
still have all the stuff in your inventory?
No, I don't. I'd have to get most of it. All I have is the laxative.
I prefer women over men, though, if you catch my drift.
all of your booze are belong to us.
I told you, I don't know why we can't serve booze. I'm just doing as I'm told.
Who sang that intergalactic song? The Freaky Boys?
Dearest Mama and Papa,
Beastie Boy.
I have made many a friend in this new territory, but my voluptuous memories have stood out among the locals. I know I should be proud of my husky humps, but I am dismayed to write. They're simply too fucking big.
This is what you guys call a party? I feel like a chaperone at a school dance for blind kids.
I wish my wrestling ladies were here. Maybe I should call them.
What?
What?
Wrestling ladies?
Oh, hell yeah.
Talk to her. Say, hey, why don't you call those wrestling ladies?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I just hate bugs.
Hey again. How's it going? Thanks, hon. I feel so much more comfortable now thanks to you. I know I should be more confident, but I was raised to keep the attention off myself. My mama always told me that if you're an attention seeker, then sooner or later you'll seek out the devil. Unfortunately, my tits decided to be attention seekers all on their own.
Try to talk yourself into a
right?
Lipstick lesbian moment.
I know you haven't seen my wild side before, but just because I can be a little timid sometimes doesn't mean I don't have one. Give it a little while and you might just find out there's more to me than meets the eye. Did you know that I used to compete in the female mud wrestling circuit?
Holy
I was quite
shit.
A showstopper, what with my massive chest and intimidatingly strong thighs. Nobody could even lock their arms around me because my tits were just so damn big, and then I'd easily knock them off balance.
Oh yeah, a woman definitely wrote big mouth. Yeah, dudes.
Open invite. Ugh, sorry, that was rude. I'm Madison. I live here. This is my party. There's a lot of things going on right now. I'm trying to make sure this night goes okay and well. Let's just say this mix of people isn't exactly meshing the way I'd hoped. That's not your problem, though. I probably shouldn't unload it on you.
Your outfit is fine.
Okay, now I really feel like an asshole. Here I am giving you shit, and you come back with the sweetest response ever. Thanks for understanding. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go stress out a bit more as I finish up all the shit I was supposed to do before everybody got here. I'm sure we'll chat more later.
So basically, all the people they invited... They don't get along very well. They're just a mishmash of everybody.
Yeah.
So where is... Oh, okay. I don't need any of that shit. I'm gonna leave it open, though. I wish there was, like, a run button. The crawl button.
Yeah. You need to steal the dildo, because I think they brought it up for a reason.
Yeah.
In that.
There's a bath. I gotta go in that bathroom too. Hold on, make sure I've got clothes on. Okay. Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
Take them.
Take the Lexus.
So I put them in a soda.
Well, wait till you
I know.
Converse and they ask for something.
And then you can give them the soda with a laxative in it, which is a horrible fucking thing to do.
I think check the thing for painkillers.
They're not there.
What is it?
Blue hair now? Can I use it? No.
I bet you
maybe Madison was Harley Quinn for Halloween. Man, that sounds
I bet
fun.
You could put it in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Maybe. I bet the phone.
I don't want to take a phone that doesn't have any
phone lock.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense, right? If you're going to leave your phone in your house with a bunch of people, you're going to fucking lock it. Gave that to the dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if we steal everybody's shit.
Oh yeah.
Now remember, there's a bathroom. There's another bathroom.
Yeah. Everybody, how many people stay there? Only one bedroom and.
Oh no! Everybody have to sleep on a goddamn floor, I guess.
I guess
and they pass out.
Hey Ashley, wanna play with the steel dough?
Madison's sister.
Nice to meet you. Well, I doubt Madison would ever call me that, but I do live here too, so call it what you want. You're sweet. I'm here if you have any questions about the crowd, including yours truly. As co-host of this evening, I'd be super bummed if you felt left out or whatever. We've got all sorts here. I can't lie, most of these
folks are
Madison's
friends,
but
they've taken
me
to their girder
too. Which I'm sure Madison just hates. But yeah, like, everyone's pretty cool. Except for Frank.
Tell me more about your friends.
Well, like, I don't know who you've met and who you haven't. There's Stephanie, Catherine, Rachel, Amy. These are all people that Madison knows through school. Patrick's our cousin, which is pretty much the only reason he's here. And Frank, who's got no reason to be here.
Really?
Derek is here because he's, well... Derek, and I think he and Madison have a thing, even though they'll deny it. And Brittany's here too. She's your friend, right?
Yes.
Aw, that's really sweet of you to say that about her. I know she's a little shy sometimes, but she has the biggest heart of any girl I know. If she trusts you, then you must be someone worth getting to know.
Okay, so what's in here? Okay, what's in here? There's certain things I can't open at all. Everybody's tablet. Oh. Real Hung Electronics sounds like a... Somebody left a tablet under the TV.
All right.
But you can't do that. It's AC full playlist. Play all. I don't think there's anything else but one song.
All right, well, talk to the dude so you can figure out what you need to give him to get rid of him.
Staying away from the alcohol? Good. I'm straight edge. I can't stand assholes who get drunk at parties. I feel it's like my civic duty to beat the ever-loving shit out of anybody I see with a drink. My contribution helps make this world better.
Inspect?
Inspect, see what...
Why don't you
try and inspect and see.
Okay.
And what he said.
His asshole with a short fuse. That's probably not trying not to piss him off.
All right, talk.
How's it going, lady? Don't
what?
Stand away from the alcohol.
Frank, I overheard somebody saying they have alcohol.
Holy shit! I tell you what, we gotta do. We gotta conduct ourselves a sting operation. Here's the plan. I'll give you a head start, and then I'll come and find you in 1 minute. See if you can get whoever it is to confess about having some alcohol on them when I walk by, and then I'll take it from there. If not, I'll just go back on patrol. But better safe than sorry. We can't risk any alcohol in the hands of these wackos. Who knows what they'll do?
Okay, I got a minute before Frank comes and finds me.
Who was? Someone said something about what? Oh, it was Rusty, I think. Rusty was the one that. There you go. Because he's the only one drunk.
How's it going, bro? Any luck finding painkillers? Frank Schmank. He doesn't scare me. Easy, bro. Every time I see Frank, I hide it down the front of my pants. I was here before Frank got here, and when he showed up and started scooping up all of the booze, I threw this baby down my pants. I'm halfway through it, and I'm feeling good. Want a swig?
Uh-oh.
How's it going, lady? Don't stand away from the alcohol. I'm gonna fuck his shit up.
Knock him out. Knock Frank out.
I don't know where she is.
The show, that pencil neck, beady eyed Tommy Bahama dropout child molester looking motherfucker. What kind of a monster wears four left tropical shirts, anyhow?
His favorite hangout spots. And having to start all over. I'm trying to impress the sorority so I can get a few more free friends, but.
Hey, asshole. I see you with that booze. You're dead.
I wonder if I can beat him.
I didn't anticipate the party going.
Can I beat Frank? I don't think I can. Nope, he's good. We're gonna have to use a walkthrough and actually find out how to get through it. That's the stupid thing about the game, is that you have to literally, like,
why
that's the one thing they should have really fixed.
Have a gun and shoot Frank.
Yeah.
Everyone cheers you.
Yeah,
because
nobody wants, like, the party doesn't start until the alcohol. So, yeah, it just really makes.
I think you need to do that before we do any
more. Yeah, before we do any more of this. Like, we can't.
Because
it's not going to work.
Check it out.
Yeah, they need to really fix their shit there because it's like, I don't know.
You just need a walkthrough.
I don't know. I just don't even think that needs to be there. It's like, oh, what party without booze? Like, I don't know.
It's the challenge.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, this would be fun by yourself.
But yeah, for a live thing, it's boring. Yeah. Probably a lot of people leaving if this was a live deal.
Yeah.
So, all right. We're gonna be out for now.
And I almost say I wouldn't air this